This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We are going to introduce our next guest.
Are we? What are we going to do?
Nevena Sporowska, who's the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby and a regular guest on this show, who's going to talk to us about what's in store for 2022.
I know, what's coming up. Nevena, what is coming up in 2022? We know federal election and a state election, but legislation and other things. What's coming up, Nevena?
Good morning, Nevena.
Yes, good morning.
Happy New Year, and so good to have your voices back on the air. I have to say I have missed you both, and it's a pleasure to be able to reconnect. Looking ahead, we have got, as you said, Macca and Tass, we have got a year ahead of us. So as Liam explained, a lot of our efforts at the moment are monitoring the progress of the Religious Discrimination Bill. We also are planning ahead to the Victorian state election, and as a Victorian-based organisation, a lot of the work that we do will be concentrated around that. So in the past, we've done things like scorecards on policies, which we feel is a way that we can see what the parties are putting forward to our particular communities, what the commitments are. And it also gives us an opportunity across the 4 years of term of government to be able to monitor where those election commitments stand, because it's a lot easier to announce than it is to enact. And I'm sure you've both found that over your many years of community work. And also, being a tennis mad fan, I just want to give a bit of a shout out to the Australian Open for their inaugural Pride round. It's just been fantastic. Yes. To see the AO turn glam. So on top of having a Pride Day, they also have the Glam Slam, where they've invited members of our community down to one of the arenas to be able to hit it out. And it's just that inclusion, that welcoming, that opening. I think after the last 2 years, we've had the smiles on people's faces for anyone who's been down to an event. You can feel the positivity radiating from the stadium. And I'm sure that's a bit of heat stroke as well.
It must be.
That sounds like a bit of fun. Let's just go back a little bit. Your the policy analysis work that you're going to do with political parties, which parties do you survey?
We survey all the major parties and minor parties, Tass. So that's working with Labor, Liberal, Greens, Reason, Shooters and Fishers, Liberal Democrats parties, Animal Justice Party, Transport Matters. So we work across the entire gamut.
The United Palmer Party?
The United Palmer Party, any party that puts themselves up for election will be up for analysis from the Victorian Pride Lobby, from both their candidates, so looking at how many LGBTIQA plus candidates they have, but also, and perhaps most importantly, looking at what policies they're putting forward, because they're going to have a direct impact on how the government of the day governs, but also the outcomes. And we know, looking ahead to looking ahead to this year, there are some incredibly important reforms that we want to see come through. And one of that we're particularly keen on is the anti-vilification reforms. So last year we had a bipartisan committee agree to the outcomes of the report. But since then, and looking forward, we're hoping to see those enacted.
I know, Nevena, that when you survey the political parties, and that we get a scorecard basically. So there's a number of questions, and the responses from those parties, how well that informs people when they come to decide about their vote. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to change their vote, but hopefully it means that they think a little bit more about their vote, because the reality is, I think a lot of people perhaps don't think about the issues, and the questions that you ask of the candidates are really important. I'd like to see a particular focus, if you can, on the Senate race, because in Victoria that's going to be a very interesting race. Certainly more rat bags than in a Melly hay shed, but I think it deserves a bit more attention if possible.
I hear you, Mac. I hear you, and I think we're all a bit off at the moment, given that the federal election still hasn't been called yet. We know that most likely it's going to be a Saturday in May, but there is a very small chance that the houses could be split. So we could have a Senate election, and then later down the line, when perhaps polling is going one way or another, have the House of Representatives election. So we're trying to be prepared for all of those possibilities. But it's a little bit like an election like no other, where in Victoria, at least we know, with fixed term elections every 4 years, at the end of November, there is going to be Victorians going to the poll. Right now, we're in this limbo space where we're trying to anticipate when that election might be. But also, there's no formal campaign announced. We can only assume that everything that's happening at the moment is part of the campaign process, but we can't necessarily provide the same amount of scrutiny, analysis and criticism because the election platforms haven't been put forward. We're a bit on the fence at the moment, Macca.
Yeah. I think it's... Look, I've heard that discussion about effectively having a half-Senate election and then a House of Reps election. I think that's pretty unlikely.
I think it's unlikely because it would be just such a rude thing to do.
Well, then it's possible.
It'll have a backlash.
Well, then it's possible.
It'll have a backlash. I hear what you're saying, but I actually think it'll have such a backlash that the political pundits would have actually just ruled that out because it'll probably be counterproductive for them. But in saying all of that, I'm interested in what you think are going to be the top issues that the federal government are going to run that might impact on our community and run on hard.
First and foremost, it'll be interesting to see what the election platforms hold. So that's where we will take our guidance from. But I think a lot of us at the moment are feeling very apprehensive about the outcomes of the Religious Discrimination Bill. It's something that the lobby, it's something that Equality Australia have been putting a lot of focus, attention, resources and efforts to. And I dare say it's going to impact how other people vote. I can't say at the moment, I can't look forward and try and predict what the main issues are going to be without that election platform test, but hopefully that's something that we can discuss about in future segments.
I heard there's going to be some tennis players trying to arrive in boats that aren't vaccinated.
Oh, God, that's one way to put it, Macca.
And the Prime Minister will be able to see them from Kirribilli. They're coming through the head. Stop them. Quick, Peter Dutton, get in your rowboat.
No, Nevner, it's
that's one way to fill the newspaper.
It's very likely that two elections are going to probably gazump most of your time.
Yes.
But what else is on your agenda for the year and your work plan for the year ahead?
Our work plan for the year ahead, well, we'll still be working on our Rainbow Local Government campaign. That's something that is continuing on. We're really pleased to announce that we're bringing together a Rainbow Local Government conference. So that's going to be happening in May. And it's the first of its kind, and we're very pleased to have the support of the Victorian Government. We've received some funding from the Department of Jobs, Precincts and Regions. And what that is going to allow us to do is be able to engage not only elected councillors, but council officials who work across the state to be able to engage with our communities appropriately, to use evidence and human stories in how they put their proposals together, but and a chance for us to be able to come together and discuss what Rainbow Local Government has been able to achieve as just one of the best campaigns, I think, that has come out from the lobby, and be able to talk with councillors directly about meaningful action and the pledge they took to be able to promote, to uphold the rights, safety and inclusion of our community members in their local communities. So if anyone is interested in coming along to that, if you look up the Rainbow Local Government Conference, we have tiered ticket pricing that's available to anyone who's a part of Rainbow local government more broadly, or just has a very keen interest in seeing how this plays out across our state. And we're very happy to have both Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus Communities, Todd Fernando, and Sean Lee, the Minister for Local Government, yes, joining us there.
There's been a bit of, let me call it leakage, of some of the commitments some of these councillors have made over the time in a range of different...
Leakage? What do you mean, Macca?
Well, they've changed their view on some issues. You know, whether it's be flying the flag and stuff. Are you going to do a bit of an audit on them, Nevena, so we can all know the ones that are...
Delivered?
Well, I mean, you might say that have not delivered, I might say have lied. We're going to have a bit of an audit, do you think?
Yes, we're just about to launch our Equality Index. So that is auditing all of the people who, all the councils who signed onto our pledge and how they're tracking against those five commitments. So we're able to rank the councils from those who have seen those five commitments through to those who, let's just say, need a little bit more support to be able to get some of those commitments up. So that will be launched in the next fortnight, and we'll be really pleased to be able to share that.
To seeing that.
Local voters can see that anyone who did use our Rainbow Votes website, how their votes are tracking, and I think it's that level of accountability that can restore faith in holding politicians, elected officials to account.
Yep. Great.
Well done. Now, we do have a question for you from one of our listeners, and I'll just read the question out to you, if that's okay, Nevena. The question is, do you have political aspirations yourself?
I don't. I don't.
What?
I like my head without the headaches, Tess. I am very much committed to the work that we do in the lobby and don't have any political aspirations. I have dabbled in the past. I used to be the federal secretary of the Australian Sex Party and worked once upon a time with the fabulous Fiona Patton. But I very much prefer being outside of Parliament than inside, I have to say.
Sometimes it can be a bit more powerful to be inside throwing in the grenades.
Oh, we do a bit of that anyway.
Thanks a lot, Nevena. Thank you for your time. It's always great to have you on the airwaves. Perhaps we can schedule to get you back in a couple of weeks.
I want to hear the audit report.
To give us the audit reports.
I'll be there. Look forward to being in the studio with you both.
Excellent.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.